Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is training, and the title is All Forms of Exercise Are Not Equal. I had wrestled with also titling this Manual Labor Is Not Exercise. So very often I hear people talk about what they did instead of their workout and pretending as if like, oh, I was still busy, so therefore it counts as my workout. No, 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 no. And we're going to go through why the answer is no today. So it won't be me just being grumpy for the entire podcast, but probably a good portion of it. So before we get into it, though, I do want to thank the patrons of the podcast, which are people who donate financially to the podcast. It really sincerely makes a big difference. So that way I don't have to go into kind of too much of a financial hole to present the podcast. I'm happy to do it because it's a great way to give back to the community and the listeners and whatnot. But for those who participate in the patron part of the podcast in regards to like a monthly donation, I do sincerely appreciate it and thank you for kind of participating in our goal of sharing healthiness and happiness into others' lives. So I want to thank you very much to recognize your gift and let you know that it is appreciated. And to all the people who listen, I do appreciate you listening very, very, very much. So I've heard back from people since the coronavirus has kind of kicked in and started having more of a significant effect on everyday life with the kind of local people here in the USA. I've been hearing a little bit more feedback from people wanting more topics or just kind of let me know that they're listening. And I genuinely appreciate that. It's really, really cool to see people from across the country and even people in Europe and Canada who are listening. And it's just really freaking neat. So when I started doing a podcast, I never thought about anything about like how far it would go. I just thought it was, well, we've talked about it before in a past podcast. I was just kind of in a dark, depressed place in my life. And I knew if I started giving back to others, it would make me feel better about myself. And that's honestly why it started. So I never really thought much about what would come of it from other people. I just knew if I helped others, that I would be helped in that process. And it's kind of taken off from there. And I sincerely appreciate hearing from people how much it's impacted their life. And I want you to know that your participation in listening has had an equal impact in my life. So thank you very, very much. Okay, so now into the podcast. There's a meme that was floating around. If you don't know what a meme is, you're probably 1,000 years old and or you live under a rock. But I actually kind of just learned what a meme was like 2 or 3 years ago. But a meme, I'm not going to explain it. So if you don't know what a meme is, Google it. But there was a meme going around where somebody said like, yo, bro, your gym's closed. And the person's like, yeah. And then the person responds, why don't you just go for a run? And the person responds back, why don't you go screw yourself? So, because they hate running. And just because you go to the gym and you like being active does not mean that you like being active in any way whatsoever in regards to just any form of active. So running and lifting weights are not the same thing. Not even remotely close. And we're going to talk about why that is in this podcast. But just going for a run does not replace weight training. They're not even remotely close to the same thing. They're not equal at all. Resistance training is insanely superior to cardio in regards to the benefits it can have on your life. And likewise, manual labor is not exercise. For the love of God, I want to stop hearing clients say, well, I didn't get my workout in, but I went out in the yard and did da-da-da-da-da. Who gives a shit what you did in your yard? That is not how you build muscle. That is not how you build strength. You can build what would be considered work capacity, the ability to do work. Congratulations on that. You're alive, you're a human being, and you're using your body. Yay. But that does not mean you're exercising. It just means you're up off your ass doing something. So be careful of applauding yourself for being active because no shit you should be active. What else would you be doing with your life? So that's the grumpy part of me. So, and then also the other part is being busy is not exercise. So just because you went, you know, walked around the mall for 2 hours doesn't count as exercise. You just walked. Walking is not really exercise. Unless you have physical limitations that make walking very strenuous. where walking challenges your body. It challenges your cardiovascular system. It challenges your joints. It challenges your muscles. If it does not challenge you, it just kind of sort of tires you out. That does not count as exercise. It's insane to think of what people consider in terms of just being busy to be equivalent to resistance training, to weight training. Not in any freaking way is manual labor the same as resistance training. Not in any way is cardio the same as weight training. Not in any way is walking around the mall the same as weight training. Oh my gosh. Come on, people. Okay? So, yes, it is true that something is better than nothing. Is walking around the mall better than sitting on your ass all day? Sure. Is going outside in the backyard pulling weeds and carrying around flower pots, is that better than sitting on your ass? Yes. Okay. Is maybe going for a walk, maybe going for a jog, is that better than sitting on your ass? Yes. So doing something is better than doing nothing. No shit. Congratulations, if that's your standard of being successful, is that you did something regardless of the quality of what that something was. So you were successful that day based on a very ridiculously low standard. So how about we raise our standard and we actually give a shit about what that something is? So yes, something is better than nothing, but what that something is matters. The time you spend doing something, you might as well spend doing the best thing. Why the hell would you spend the time, the energy, the resources to do something that gets you half the results possible? It's absolutely stupid. We would not do that in anywhere else in our life, but yet we tend to accept that for our physical health, which is ridiculous because our physical health is more important than the other stuff that we wouldn't accept that for. Oh my gosh, people are crazy. So, I want to give an example. Recently, I talked with a client, and this is going to sound like I'm talking trash on the client. We already talked in person. They already know what I'm about to say because I said it to their face. But they missed their workout, and in replace of their workout, they were outside pulling weeds. And believe me, they went through the trouble of trying to tell me how hard those weeds were to pull and how they were really stubborn and they were really stuck in the ground. And oh my gosh, there must be roots everywhere. That weed was so hard to pull. Holy shit, shut up. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. This person can deadlift 100 pounds. So we've worked on the strength of this person to fight osteoporosis, okay, which is like bone loss, to fight arthritic issues, and they actually have rheumatoid arthritis, so a pretty severe arthritic issue. So we weight train to control those factors. And in the time that we've been weight training, the medication they need for RA has gone down. The medication they need for osteoporosis has gone down. We've actually had bone scans done to show that the bones that we've been able to load have actually thickened and gotten more dense. So weight training has allowed them to lessen medication, which had unwanted side effects, and it showed a reversal of the bone loss. I've actually worked with clients before who had connective tissue diseases, and we were able to get scans done at just blanked on the name, but Chapel Hill, University of Chapel Hill, I guess that would be North Carolina, University of North Carolina. So we've had scans done on their connective tissues to show that the connective tissue actually got thicker. So I have scientific proof that the things I've done with my clients have made their bones thicker and made their joints thicker. So it's not me just spouting out theory or saying this sounds true in an article. I know for a fact it works because I've tried it and tested it. So this person has been weight training with me long enough to know that what we're doing is working. But yet they skipped our workout to go pull weeds in their backyard and then tried to tell me a bullshit story about how pulling a weed was the same as a deadlift. Oh my gosh, how do I not lose my shit? Because I care about this person. It doesn't sound like it right now, but I care about them enough that I don't want them to accept bullshit less than the best for themselves. I want them to get the best for themselves because they're capable of it and it's available to them. Why would they not do the best if it's there? So we went through a workout and this person can leg press over 300 and some pounds on a leg press. So we figured out the math and the real weight in regards to what they would have felt on their connective tissue, their bones, their muscles was 240 pounds. There is no damn weed that you're going to try to pull out of the ground that has 240 pounds of resistance. Nope. Ain't going to happen. Plus, you're not going to pull those weeds out with perfect form to build the exact right muscles. You're not going to pull the weeds out in a certain cadence that builds aerobic and muscular endurance. You're not going to pull the weeds out with a certain amount of volume that progressively builds you over time. There's no control of the volume of pulling weeds. There is so much ridiculously different about pulling weeds versus resistance training that it fires me up and gets me real mad when I hear people say that, because it's a complete discredit to what is they're capable of and what's available to them. So the reason why I get mad is because they could be better with the energy and effort they're already putting forth. It's there. It's available to them. They could be better if they gave a shit and tried at the right things. So that's what I want to get across in this podcast, is that being busy isn't exercise. Manual labor isn't exercise. Walking around the mall is not exercise. Resistance training is exercise. Okay? So, manual labor and being busy, that is the using of our health. Meaning what health we have, we use it to do manual labor and being busy. Exercise builds our health. So exercise builds the reserves of health that you can then pull from to do manual labor, to do busy activities. Exercise is putting money in the bank. Manual labor, being busy, going for a run, those pull money out of the bank. Running, long term, is detrimental and does not build connective tissue. Okay, density. Does not build bone density. Running is actually a use of your health. It doesn't do much to build your health. It can build mental health, emotional health, and those can kind of factor into spiritual health, relational health. There's a lot of me time quality to it. Running is an amazing thing in regards to like psychological health, but it's not exclusive to running. You can get all those same benefits from lifting weights, okay? But running does not build muscle tissue. Running does not build connective tissue strength. Running does not build bone density. It takes away from those things. I have worked with Olympic level runners in resistance training and nutrition. I've worked with ridiculously high-end runners. I've worked with runners who did triathlons, did Ironman. I've worked with an athlete who ran 100-mile races. So I know what I'm talking about. I've worked with aerobic athletes. And every time I've worked with one is because they came to me with some overuse injury or their strength was not adequate enough. And when we started working on strength, when we started working on muscular type activities, their performance increased, their health increased, and those stupid little nagging injuries went away. So strength training, resistance training, is an aid and a benefit to cardiovascular training. If you cardiovascular train in the absence of strength training, you will not be your best. You can take any athlete who does aerobic-based training, add strength training to their routine, and they will get better. I've done it hundreds of times, literally hundreds of times, with beginner athletes, advanced athletes, like I said, Olympic-level athletes. So I've seen people who are damn near their genetic peak, and they're already like the best of the best in the local area and even nationwide. And we've still gotten them better by adding strength training properly. Okay? So aerobic training is good. Like being active in regards to going for a walk, going for a run, whatever, it's helpful. It improves blood health. You know, it can help lower cholesterol, helps in, lower blood pressure, resting heart rate, helps to eventually kind of like lower glucose if you eat, you know, like a decent human being while doing that. It helps heart health, like cardiovascular-based health. There's a ton of blood work value and like overall general health value to aerobic training. I'm not saying it's not helpful. I'm just saying it is not a replacement of resistance training, and it will not get you the benefits that resistance training can get you. If you do strength training properly, you get all the blood health, you get all the heart health, you get the same benefits of aerobic exercise. But you also get joint protection in regards to strengthening the connective tissues of your joints, and it eases the stress of everyday activities. If you get stronger, moving your own fat ass around doesn't feel so hard. So it makes daily activities less strenuous on the body, makes it easier to do, gives you more energy, gives you a better mood. So there are a ton of benefits to strength that aerobic does not offer, but that strength can accomplish all the benefits of aerobic training, plus more. Now, what about muscle damage training? So things we do to kind of like shape muscle, build muscle, whatever, break muscle down in the gym, it gets the same benefits that aerobic training can give to you. It gives you the same benefit of joint protection, but more specifically of muscular strength around the joint. So it depends on the weight load that you use during muscle damage activity in regards to whether you'll get kind of connective tissue development. So it depends on the weight load and the like duration of the activity, the time under tension. But you can improve joint health through connective tissue improvements and or muscular improvements, okay, through muscle damage style training, which is like bodybuilding and toning and shaping, all those fancy words. And it increases your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, how many calories you burn at rest. Because if there's muscle damage present in your body is going to allocate resources and energy to addressing and correcting and fixing that muscle damage. Therefore, when you stop exercise, you don't stop your caloric usage. Your body still uses more calories than it normally would because it wants to repair and fix that muscle damage that's present. When you do aerobic-based training and you stop the training bout, you stop the benefit. There's no more calories being burned because there's nothing to recover. You're done. So the calories you burn doing aerobic is the maintenance of that stimulus, the calories it needs you need to do the aerobic thing. Once you stop doing the aerobic thing, it doesn't need to give you any more calories. Whereas if you do muscle damage activities, it has to give you calories to fuel that activity, but then it has to give calories to repair and fix the muscle afterwards. So if you add strength training and muscle damage work to aerobic training, hell, you don't even need the aerobic training. If you do strength correctly and muscle damage correctly, you get aerobic benefit. So I've helped people reduce blood pressure medications, reduce resting heart rate, and reduce blood marker issues like glucose, cholesterol, whatever, without any traditional cardio whatsoever. No step mill, no treadmill, no elliptical. Now, if you want to do aerobic training, great. I have nothing against it as a fun form of training. It's cool to go run and jump and do whatever else you want to do, but it doesn't offer all of the benefits that are available to you. So cardio should be a part of your program. It should not be your program. Okay? And again, I've worked with like Olympic level athletes who do cardio-based activities. So I'm not going to tell them not to run, you know, if they're freaking amazing at running. You know, if they can run a mile in 4 minutes, they're pretty damn good. Okay? So I'm not going to tell them they shouldn't do that. They absolutely should do that. But they also should do some kind of strength training and some type of muscle damage training to help build up their weaknesses in posture and kind of performance markers. So things like that. So the muscles that are involved, the positions that are involved, all that stuff. If they add strength and muscle damage activity, they can actually improve upon their aerobic abilities. Okay? So cardio doesn't help joints. It doesn't help your basal metabolic rate, how many calories you burn at rest. And it doesn't make activities of everyday living easier. Cardio has benefits, but it should be a part of your program. It should not be the only thing you do. Okay? So when you miss exercise, what should you do? Don't miss exercise. That's what you should do. Okay? Now, what if you already missed it? You can do shortened versions of resistance training. So if you email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, we have structures, for examples, for 10-minute workouts. You should do a 10-minute workout rather than go for a jog or a walk alone. You can do the 10-minute workout and go for a jog and a walk. Great. But just don't skip the strength stuff. Don't skip the muscle damage stuff. You're missing out on the benefits. The same time that in energy and effort that you would invest into cardio only. You should invest into muscle damage, strength, and cardio so you can get all the benefits. Okay? So, manual labor is not exercise. Going for a run instead of resistance training is not the same as like an equivalent replacement. And just being busy is not exercise. Not all exercises are created equal. Some types of exercise can give you more benefit than other types of exercise. So you need to make sure that you're addressing strength training and muscle damage training in some way. Now, we have an example of this, okay, in podcast number 559. We have at-home workouts. That's the title of the podcast, number 559, at-home workouts. We have a free example template that you can use to create workouts. Free. Email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll send it to you. Also in podcast 559, we make an offer to write discounted, personalized programs for at-home workouts. Personalized to your goals, your abilities, and your equipment. Okay? So, you should, when you exercise, focus on strength and muscle damage first. Then with whatever time and energy and effort you have left, and whatever interest you have, you can then do aerobic training. Do not think you're replacing exercise by doing manual labor, by being busy. It is not the same thing. Okay? So, resistance training is very important. There's a ton of benefits to it for our lives. So make sure you take the time to learn about it and do it so that way you can get those benefits. Okay? So if you need any help at all, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I just wanted to kind of present this to everybody, and this gives me something I can send to clients in the future that if they think, oh, I'm missing my workout, but I was busy out in the yard, bullshit. Not the same thing. You still need to go do your workout. You might have to do a shortened version of it. That's fine. Just make sure you still do something. So email us if you want the 10-minute workout example. Email us if you want that free at-home workout structure. And email us if you're interested in a discounted service to write personalized workouts for you at home. They're, again, based on your goals, your abilities, and your equipment. So everything you need to train at your best, we are offering you right now. If you feel like there's any limitation in any way whatsoever, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us what it is. We'll tell you how to work around it. Whether it's a physical limitation, like an injury of some sort, whether it's a schedule limitation, we'll help you figure that out. Whatever the limitation is, whatever you think it's holding you back, if it's anxiety, depression, anything, literally anything, anything that is holding you back from regular, consistent resistance training, consistent exercise, please reach out to us. We will solve that for you. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay. Your best life is available to you. You just have to do the things that build it. And we're here to help. Okay. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.